Maria, the Greek community of Melbourne and Victoria has a history of over 120 years, to be precise. It was formed in 1897, and next year we'll be celebrating our 120 years of existence. Purpose it was formed was basically to serve the needs of the Greek community in Melbourne, which of course back in the 1800s, which was a much smaller community, and its primary concern back then was to serve the religious needs of the organisation. However, since then, matters have changed, our priorities have changed, and I would say that today's main priorities of the Greek community are to promote language and culture to the wider Greek community, as well as the wider Australian multicultural society. So therefore, language and education play an instrumental role in our organisation. We have approximately 1,000 plus students that attend the language classes at our schools, whether they be classes of after-hours Greek schools, whether it be also classical ancient Greek classes, and we also have classes for beginners, both as youngsters and adults. So that's one of our major rules, a major objective. The other objective, as I stated at the beginning, was the cultural one. We have over 40 seminars a year where we provide interesting topics for people to attend on a Thursday night. We have a very successful film festival that takes place October every year. We have the Antipodes/Lonsdale Street Greek Festival that takes place normally in February, March, early in the year. And plus we have other interests on various matters. For example, during the last political campaign, the last election, we put forward quite a few, let's say, requests to the government regarding servicing the needs of the community also.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And so from the perspective of the language goals, and you're the education officer of the Greek Orthodox Community Board.
The education convener, yep. Convener, yes.
What are the general benefits of learning a language for a student of language?
I'm of the view that learning a language widens your horizons, not only language-wise, but also culture-wise. It's a well-given statistic that a person that learns a second language also is able to develop a much more proficient use of the English language. So helping you learning a second language, whatever that language will be, will also help you understand and comprehend the English language even better, especially when it comes to Greek, where there's so many words of Greek origin that exist in the current English vocab. I don't want to go into details. You obviously know that's the case. So that's very, very important. But probably what I forgot to emphasise in the beginning, apart from the fact that we encourage the promotion of Greek language through our after-hour schools, we are very keen on seeing Greek being taught in the public school system because that gives it a much wider exposure to the more general Australian community. And also that's where most children attend on a daily basis, and it's important that it's accessible to people on a daily basis.
Of course. And you touched on it a little bit before, but can you describe a little bit more about the link? Because the first objective you described was about language promotion from the board. Can you talk a little bit, describe the connection between language and a community?
Well, look, especially in multicultural Australia, I think it's important that we encourage diversity. As far as the Greek community is concerned, the Greek language is still alive and kicking. We have a very strong first generation, which is still around, which basically, as they get older, reverts to their mother tongue, that being Greek, and therefore most of the communication takes place in the Greek language. Now, they now have children, they now have grandchildren, and they tend to communicate in their majority in Greek to both their children and their grandchildren, and that keeps the language alive.
Of course. And now getting to the very specific example, but it's very close to home. Northgate is really close to Triple R Studios here in Brunswick. The topic of local schools cutting language and Italian programs from their curriculum, first of all, how does, so there was a number of schools in Northcote. There was Northcote Primary, Wales Street Primary, and recently Northcote High, right, are proposing Italian and Greek cuts as of next year. Just to start off, how does this kind of news reach the board? Is it discussion between a number of players? Or?
To be honest with you, at this stage, it reached the board through a couple of parents that made us aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the surprising thing in the issue of Northcote is that there was a complete lack of consultation. It appeared in a newsletter a couple of months ago, not a small paragraph, it was a significant amount of the newsletter was devoted to the issue, but it was by surprise. There seemed to be no consultation either with parents nor with with teachers.
Yeah.
And it was through that process that we found out about it. Obviously, we were concerned because Greek is slowly beginning to lose its influence within the public sector. So as soon as we found out that was happening in North, we were alarmed. And what we did as a community is we attempted to contact the principal, which we did. Some of our people actually met with the principal, and then we started a mobilisation campaign so we can make people aware of the fact that that's happening. And as you can imagine, the Greek community is not happy about that decision. We think it's a wrong decision, and also it surprises us that a school such as Northcote, which lives in a multicultural hub, I understand, Maria, you're an ex-Northcote High student, and you probably live around, I don't know if you live around that area, but anyone that lives around Northcote will see that the Greek language and the Italian language are languages that are alive. You walk into Northcote Plaza and you hear both those languages spoken by many, many individuals. Now, it's about also what does the government encourage. The government tells us, it purports us both on a federal level and a state level to promote community languages and to have them as part of the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what they say, but what happens at school seems to be something completely different. At Northcote High, there was four languages offered: Greek, Italian, French, and Mandarin or Chinese. Now they've decided to cut two languages, and they decide to cut inexplicably the two community languages, Italian and Greek.
Yeah.
There's still a large population of Greeks and Italians in that area, and that should be reflected in the curriculum of Northcote High School.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Are there any reasons you're aware to, or any theories about why schools, especially in community areas, decide to cut languages? Is there?
Good question. It's a decision that's normally, it's normally what they call an operational decision. It's a decision made within the school campus, within the people responsible for the curriculum. The reason that the principal gave us at this stage was that the demographics of Northcote have changed and that Greek and Italian are no longer a significant component of those. Greeks and Italians are no longer a significant component of that demographics. And yes, the Northcote zone, Northcote High School zone has shrunk, but I bet my bottom dollar that within that Northcote High zone there's still a large population of Greek and Italian speakers. So that really doesn't make sense. She didn't normally principals refer to financial matters. They claim that they can no longer afford to fund language programs. That wasn't an excuse. That wasn't a justification in this case. So it took us by surprise. It took the school by surprise. There's over 120 children studying Greek within all 6 year levels, and there's more than, I think, 300, about 300 students studying Italian.
Yeah.
So they're big numbers. They're actually in the context of language classes. Those numbers are considered fairly high. I mean, we have a very strong class in year seven of Greek. Kids are 25 plus in that class. The retention rate is excellent. About half of them go on to do it at DCE level. So that's all good. That's all positive feedback regarding language. So look, it's a surprise, and that's why we keep on. We're speaking to the principal, and we're also speaking to the Italians. It's very important that we don't want to put one group against the other. We're working together on this matter here because I want my children to learn Italian, and I want Italian background kids to learn Greek. I want them to have the opportunity, at least, available for them, so they can have the choice.
Exactly. And so the final question, moving forward, so we know about the ways the community board promote languages. What can we do as citizens of Melbourne to support the promotion of our languages in our community?
In this instance, in the specific instance of Northcote, I'd like residents of Northcote, especially people that attended the school, that had some relationship with the school in the past, to send an email to the teacher and to the school and say, look, why is this happening? It was a successful program. Greek's been running for 40-plus years. Italian's been running for 30-plus years. They've received excellent results at VCE level. I think in the past 15, 20 years, Greek and Italian have received 4 or 5 VCE Premier Awards, which that's top of the state award that they hand out. If you've got friends or relatives that that send their kids to the state schools around that area, inform them that from next year their children will no longer have the opportunity to study Greek or Italian at Northcote High School, and that seems unfair. I have a very close friend of mine who did Greek at Northcote High, excelled in the subject, lives in the area, has a child now that goes to one of the feeder schools of Northcote High, and yet her child will not have the opportunities that she had. Yeah. Instead of increasing opportunities to our children, we're decreasing opportunities, and that's a problem for me. So I've encouraged your listeners that live in the area, that believe in community language, that believe in diversity in education, that they email the teachers, the school, and convey their concerns.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.